This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Al-Hikmah, wisdom. Wisdom is such a poor word in the English language to discuss hikmah. Al-Hikmah wad'u shay'i fi mahalli. It's to put everything in its right perspective, right place, and right conditions. Subhanallah, Allah speaks about a man who was enslaved, owned by other human beings, Luqman alayhi salam. He wasn't a prophet, wasn't a messenger. He was someone who in his society was not able to determine the own choices of his clothing, his attire, his vocation. He was a abd, as an enslaved man under the tyranny of human beings. And yet Allah labels a chapter in the Quran with his name. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ. And I gave wisdom, Luqman, to Luqman alayhi salam. Luqman was a Nubian man, a dark-skinned man, who was a person who lived in a society that valued knowledge, although they did not value the freedom that they could give towards other people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a freedom to Luqman that his tyrannical oppressors at the time could not limit and could not hold on to. What is the greatest hikmah? What is the greatest wisdom that a person recognizes? Is that they are always obligated to Allah under all places, all conditions, and all times. That a person just needs to do the best they can in life as they are witnessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Luqman alayhi salam, he was asked this simple question once by a person who governed in his land, and he said, you know, explain to me, this concept of taqwa and piety and knowledge and wisdom that you have. He said to him, look, can you take this, this animal, this chicken, and slaughter it in a place where you cannot be seen? And he said, yes, I could take it there. And he goes, no, not be seen by anything or anyone. And the answer was no, Allah is always present. So he said, that is wisdom, that you recognize that you are always known to Allah. And in Surah Luqman, ma min, there isn't even a pebble or even a seed, a mustard seed that is hidden on the earth, fis sama aw fil ard, whether in the heavens blown by the wind or under the soil, illa fi kitab, except that it is accounted for in the book and in the scales on the day of judgment. So live your life with that wisdom. How do you and I increase wisdom? Well, there are three approaches to wisdom. There is the wisdom that is ladunni. It's wisdom that is put in the hearts of the creation of Allah. And that's because a person has determined a considerate effort in their ibadah, their worship, their preference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that makes Allah inspire their heart to have a firasa, an intuition, a natural drive to that which is right and a natural aversion from that which is haram. And that is something you train yourself through increasing your worship of Allah and by resisting the allure of self-gratification in that which is haram. The second element of wisdom to increase it and to be consistent in it is that you seek to become a role model and an imam towards others in that which others are struggling with, that you take upon the duty of becoming a persona and a public advocate of the truth. And that's why the prophets of Allah, they had that inner wisdom, but it had that outer manifestation of it, where they had to model the behavior of what they had in their heart to show it in their practice. It's what made our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best husband, not just the best imam in leading the prayer, peace and blessings be upon him. And the third element of wisdom is to know that it will be tested by Allah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put you in a circumstance where you now must decide what comes first, who comes first, and why you will put things in the right place and right perspective. And sometimes earning a smaller salary when you have an opportunity to take on a new job and a new course of study and a new perspective in life, but it's not wise for your family. That it's better for you to live in a modest home with a modest car, with a modest income, but be one solidified unit where you are home regularly and raising your children with love and contentment and in nearness with your spouse, than for you to take on a greater challenge and greater ambition that, yes, may have a profitable end sense to your balance sheet, but may not be the wisest decision you make for your home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to practice that wisdom in all of its three levels. Allahumma ameen.